Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. Hi, everyone. I hope you had a great week, and I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. Each week, we begin the program with a word about prayer, simply because there's nothing more important than prayer. It's through prayer that we build a meaningful relationship with Jesus. He's there for us 24/7, and through prayer, we can talk to Him about anything on our minds. The more we pray, the stronger our relationship becomes, and in time, as our relationship grows, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and problems and let Him handle them. When we do, we find ourselves living in peace and contentment without any fears, worries, or anxiety. When I was younger, I had very little faith and no relationship with Jesus because I didn't pray. Luckily, 14 years ago, through a series of events, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I was led to Jesus, who changed my life. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about craving for success and how harmful that can be, when all we think about is our own success, wealth, and possessions, and as Christians, how we must not let that happen. On today's show, we will talk about something that as Christians, we must adhere to, and that is accepting others. Today's world is very different from how things were 50 years ago. Times have changed, and in today's fast-paced world, we encounter new ideas, new fashions, new trends, and new groups of people who choose to live very differently from how we do. Change is hard to accept, and the older we get, the more set in our ways we tend to be. But we have to remember that every person on this earth, no matter their color, their religion, their beliefs, their customs, or how they live, are all God's people. Yes, there is only one God, and that God is responsible for everyone walking this planet. That's a principle we as Christians must accept, and if we do, we must follow the practice of accepting others. When we walk into a convenience store and we see some people dressed very differently than how we might dress, too often we're quick to judge and in our minds let the prejudice kick in, saying to ourselves things like, "Would you look at that?" Well, in those situations, we have to remind ourselves, who are we to judge? That's not what Christians do. In the Bible, it says, Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, "Judge not, that you be not judged, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." This Bible verse tells us that as Christians, we have no business judging anyone about anything. And if we do, it'll work against us. For when we're judged by the Lord, we'll be reminded of our wrong actions. But there's another reason we often have a difficult time accepting others. And the reason is fear. We tend to be afraid of things we don't understand. When we see someone who is different than us, acting differently than we do, or perhaps dressed very differently, because we don't understand the person or perhaps their culture, we let fear take over, which leads to prejudice. When we sense these things happening, we must turn to the Lord and ask Him to intervene and to open our eyes and help us accept those who are different than us. Understanding why we must accept all God's people is another step in living life as a Christian. Today's topic is accepting others. When we look at the many differences among us today, it's easy to see how we can be uncomfortable when we encounter a person or persons that are different from ourselves. But really, all we have to do is remember that as Christians, if we truly believe in Jesus and trust the Lord, we have nothing to fear. And we should always remind ourselves of what would Jesus do? The answer is simple, because when Jesus walked the earth, he accepted everyone, including the poor, the sick, the sinners, and he had no prejudice against any of them. As Christians, we must be willing and able to accept everyone for who they are and not for who we think they should be. The first song I'm going to play today has a very powerful message. The song brings us to the Last Supper and how during that night, Jesus performed the amazing miracle of taking bread and wine and consecrating them, turning them into his body and his blood. It was during the Last Supper that Jesus shared the first Holy Communion with his apostles. The song is called The Body and Blood of Jesus. When I wrote this song, I tried to imagine Jesus' time here on earth. In the verses, I asked the question, what would it be like to be with Jesus here on earth? And then in the chorus, we experience the Last Supper and Jesus performing the miracle of sharing his body and blood. The words in the chorus are, he blessed the bread for all to see and said, do this in memory of me. He lives with us through the body and blood of Jesus. He held the cup so beautifully and said, do this in memory of me. Now we are one through the body and blood of Jesus. Please listen now to my song, The Body and Blood of Jesus.
What was it like when Jesus lived? Imagine seeing his face. What was it like when Jesus preached? Imagine being at that place. Walk with him, to be near him. Imagine how that would feel. And the night before he died, to be at his last body and blood of Jesus.
We'll be right back.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
Call 800-511-6322. 800-511-6322. That's 800-511-6322.
We're continuing to talk about accepting others. It's one thing when we see someone who is different from us at the mall and we're quick to judge. That's an easy wrong that shouldn't be too hard to correct simply by catching ourselves and asking Jesus through prayer to help us not judge. But what about when it's a more difficult challenge? Our company just hired two new employees that'll be working with us in our department, and everything about them is hard for us to accept, from how they dress, how they speak, and the traditions they practice. Another scenario is our sister is dating someone who we find hard to approve of because of the differences we see. Now they're engaged. What do we do? As Christians, we're obligated to accept these people, but we're finding it hard, extremely hard. The answer is simple. Pray. If we truly are Christians, if we believe in Jesus and trust Him, prayer is the answer for everything. Pray to Jesus, open up to Him, share exactly how we feel, and let Him know why. The new employees and the person our sister is dating are people we as Christians must accept. And through prayer, Jesus will give us the strength, wisdom, and understanding to open our eyes and allow us to embrace and accept them. Why? Because just like us, these people are God's people, and the Lord wants us to love everyone and, of course, to accept everyone. Use prayer as a means to let Jesus help by letting us see what's really important, and that is, as Christians, there is no room for prejudice in our hearts. And if we really truly accept the Christian way of life, we can and we will be able to accept everyone. And it's possible that we're the ones that someone may not accept because we're different from them. If this is the case, then pray to Jesus and ask Him to help those not accepting of us to open their eyes and to let them see and understand that we are, just like them, God's people, and that there should be no reason not to accept us in their lives. Lastly, if we see someone wrongly treating someone else because of their differences, pray to the Lord and ask Him to stop that person and open the eyes of that wrongdoer and give strength and patience to the other person who is being wronged, allowing the Lord time to intervene. Through prayer, we can accomplish so much. So as we go through our week, ask Jesus to help us with accepting others and to not let our fears or doubts blind us from accepting others for who they are. Accepting one another is another part of living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play talks about how easy it is to give in to temptation. But when we do, we often pay the price with regret and many times damage to our personal lives. The song is called Do Not Be Wise in Your Eyes. In the verses, we hear how temptation can lead us in the wrong direction and how easy it can be to give in. The devil loves to tempt us. Then in the chorus, how we can resist and not let ourselves give in to the devil. Please listen now to my song, Do Not Be Wise in Your Eyes.
All the things that you see, so many thoughts of devilry, but don't begin. Do not give in. It's true, you'd have some fun, but sooner or later you'd be undone. Don't pay the price, it's not worth the sacrifice. But do you know a simple way to avoid that mistake? Just follow. what's not good for you. Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes. So lost, you can live for possessions, focus on obsessions, but you'll be uptight. You won't sleep at night. But if you take the right road and follow, what's not good for you. Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes. Choices were bad, and at times you feel strange. You have regrets, it's not hard to change. Do not dwell on your past, just choose the path that's right. Live free from sin, free from fear, and enjoy your what's not good for you. Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Gospel, we hear the apostles gathering together with Jesus, reporting all they had done and taught. They're exhausted and hungry, so with Jesus, they attempt to go off to a deserted place to rest and eat. But soon the crowds find them, and there really is no escape. Jesus is moved with compassion, saying they are like sheep without a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. The psalm for today is Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." Throughout the readings during Ordinary Time, we will hear many times the reference to the Lord Jesus as being the shepherd. We have to remember that at the time the Bibles were written, many men were shepherds, so the reference makes sense, allowing them to understand how a shepherd would always take care of his sheep, often making many sacrifices for the safety and well-being of his sheep. Rather than a traditional psalm, I wrote a song titled, The Lord is My Shepherd. The text is based on Psalm 23, but the lyrics are original, making it easier to understand. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 23, The Lord is My Shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I need. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, He takes care of me. There is nothing I shall want. Lying in green pastures, He brings me such peace. Beside resting waters, He shows me the way. He is guiding, providing the road toward Him. How could I ever walk away? The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I need. There is nothing I shall want. There is nothing I shall want. I fear no evil, for He is at my side, giving me the courage to be strong, achieving, receiving all of His gifts, and helping me to know where I belong. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I need. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, He takes care of me. Nothing I shall want. His goodness and kindness follow me, leading me on the path that is right. I shall live in the shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, He takes care of me. There is nothing I shall want. Ooh, there is nothing I shall want. I shall want.
We'll We'll be right back.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
Call 800-511-6322. 800-511-6322. That's 800-511-6322.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, God Knows. When you are tired and discouraged from fruitless effort, God knows how hard you have tried. When you've cried so long your heart is in anguish, God has counted your tears. If you feel that your life is on hold and time has passed you by, God is waiting for you. When nothing makes sense and you are confused or frustrated, God has the answer. If suddenly your outlook is brighter and you find traces of hope, God has whispered to you. When things are going well and you have much to be thankful for, God has blessed you. When something joyful happens and you are filled with awe, God has smiled on you. Remember that wherever you are or whatever you are feeling, God knows. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way.